Wow.
And he wasn't being mean with it. It's just
dad yeah. saying. That's really cool. Teaches us his priorities. Teaches us to focus on others, to think about other people's needs. Abba, Father, the source of all life, our Father. From him we can expect protection and provision. So the Father was expected to provide in the New Testament era. He was the source of life. You've heard me talk about this. Why don't we call God Mother? You know, why do we have to get all bound by gender and stuff? Well, we're not. But when we say Father, we're recognizing that from him is the source of life. Mom receives, Father gives. Okay? When you think about the creation of life. Our Father in heaven. What does that mean? Where's heaven at? Everyone point to heaven. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Point.
I don't know where she's pointing at, but we may not like her.
Where is it? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's that mean? Go ahead. Yeah, right. Yeah, so the biblical people, when they said heavens, their first point of reference was the skies. Yeah. Over all of that, yeah. Yeah, so we have the part that's beyond me that I can see. I can see it, okay? But I can also see that there's something beyond that. There's some spiritual otherness things that are going on up there. But I also know that he's the most high above over all that. So there's another place where he is dominating everything. When to say our Father in heaven is to say, you in your space, I recognize that you're in your space as best as my finite mind can grasp that. I'm down here in my space. But I'm going to participate, and I'm going to communicate with the one who's up there. I'm going to remember where I am, recognizing where you are. Hallowed be your name. What's that mean? Again, not a word we use all the time. Hallowed. Hallowed be your name. To hallow something. This hallowed ground, Abraham Lincoln, Gettysburg Address. Revered, respected. Set apart, yeah, yeah. To hallow his name means to glorify his name. God, in everything that I'm about to say and do after this, I want you to be glorified. And everything that's about to happen next, from the breath I take, from the word I say, to the step I make, may it shine glory upon you. Hallowed be your name. It's one of the reasons I place the Lord's Prayer at the end of our worship gatherings as a little bit of call to arms, a mustering of the soldiers. Let's move. All right, let's do this. We've been in God's presence. We've sang his praise. We've learned the batteries are charged. And so now as we move out into our mission field, may you be glorified in everything that we're about to do. Give us our daily bread. Help us in our relationships. Guide us through our trials. Protect us from evil, for it's your kingdom, your power, and your glory forever. Yeah. Character. Everything's going to flow out of God's character, who is Father, Provider, Protector. Okay? We want this to saturate our prayer life. What we do, how we think, how we approach him. This is the way he wants to be approached. He wants us to approach him with the recognition that he's our Father. We have life because of his love, his generosity, his kindness. He is in heaven. And we should carry ourselves a particular way. Ask my sons when I drop them off for school. You know, I pray together. I pray over them. And one of the last things they'll hear me say is, remember who you are. Remember who you are. As you maneuver Troy High School, or I'm dropping off for soccer practice, remember who you are. You're my son, but you're also his son. Remember who you are. Shine a light upon who he is. Questions about just that character component before I put something else in your hands. Pam?
To me, it seems so amazing that he listens to each individual person.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I think of that a lot. He listens to me. You know, at this moment, it's like, how does that happen?
Jim Carrey's movie, Bruce Almighty. I don't know if you ever saw this or not, but Jim Carrey's character, Bruce, feels that he could do God's job better than God can. And so God, who is Morgan Freeman, of course, imparts a portion of his omnipresence, omniscience, to Jim Carrey's character, Bruce, which also means he gets the prayers. So he gets everyone's prayers all at once. And he can't, it's like, it's so overwhelming. And so he decides that he's going to create a database system with his computer, and all the prayers go there. And it's like this massive email thing. It blows up. And he just said, it's just his yes to everyone. And everything just falls apart after that because everyone won the lottery. And everyone, isn't his immediacy, his presence, his intimacy with us, while at the same time he's hearing my prayers and your prayers and your prayers. Remember, our challenge isn't just knowing this here, but it's, all right, when you pray, when you're doing this, say this. So everyone needs a little baggie. So pick your favorite color or just chuck them out there, but... It really doesn't go beyond the baggie, but pick the, yeah, just start with the baggie.
Purple. Oh, this was purple. That was blue.
Such pressure there.
That's just the baggie. Everything on the inside is the same. It's just the baggie. All right, go ahead and open them up. You'll be okay. I promise. Okay. No, do not hang this. This goes off the rearview mirror, right? Driving a taxi? All right, anyone who, what is this? Anyone know what this is? Specifically. Prayer beans. This is a rosary. What's that? Yeah? This is an Anglican rosary, which is different than a Catholic rosary, which is different than a Benedictine rosary. It has to do with the number of beads and how they're structured. A Catholic rosary and a Benedictine rosary have a very specific rhythm that you follow to pray them. They're called decades because they're in sets of 10. And oftentimes, if it's a normal Catholic rosary, there'll be 5 decades. If it's a Benedictine one, there'll be 7 decades. And then you'll have a specific scene in the life of Christ or story that you're to reflect on as you maneuver them. Anglican rosary is unique in that, in many ways, like the Anglican church, you can pretty much do whatever you want with it. It's just kind of a structure for you to help you facilitate your prayer. So just to kind of walk you around it. For how many of you, this is brand new material? Okay, cool. So you have the cross, okay? You have the cross at the bottom, okay? You have this first bead here, which is called the inviting bead or your invitatory bead. Oftentimes, when you come to this bead, you start with, it's just a moment of peace, a moment of silence. Maybe there's a particular psalm that you like to pray, but it's a way of reminding yourself, I'm moving into God's presence. Be pleased, O God, to help me, O Lord, make haste to help. You know, Psalm 70, verse 1. Whatever it might be. Maybe it's the Lord's Prayer. Maybe it's Psalm 23. But it's something of preparation. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgives all of our iniquities, heals all of our diseases, redeems our life from the pit. Psalm 103. Okay? Then, if you kind of hold it up and let it be a circle, whether it's in round circle, what you'll see is there's these offset beads, one at 12 o'clock, one at 9 o'clock, one at 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock, kind of like makes a cross, okay? So 12, 6, 9, and 3, okay? Those are called cruciform beads because they make the shape of a cross, okay? Everyone see that? Okay? They're kind of apart from all the other ones. 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 9 o'clock. They're called cruciform beads because they make the shape of a cross, okay? And then in between those cruciform beads, you have sets of seven. That's why, so these are called weeks, because there are seven beads, okay? And you have four sets. Multiple faith traditions, far beyond the Christian faith, uses prayer beads. This isn't unique to us. It's not unique to Catholics. It's not unique to Christianity. What we recognized, and we're only probably 100 years after the death of Christ, as brothers and sisters go out into the desert to participate in long seasons of prayer, that it can be helpful to have something tangible to maneuver your prayer season. So they would start out with rocks. They would carry around pockets of rocks to help them count what psalm they were on, where they were in their prayer habit, okay? And they would just maneuver rocks, okay? Eventually, they started to knot cords, okay? This is my Russian one. This is a Russian Orthodox prayer rope, okay? This is 150 knots, one knot for each of the psalms. If you think you have arrived as far as prayer goes, there are monks throughout the world who pray the entire book of Psalms every day. And this is what they do. They start with Psalm 1, and they work their way all the way around to Psalm 150. Oh, and guess what they do tomorrow morning? The exact same thing. Oh, they have them memorized. They have them memorized. But yeah, so this is a prayer rope. Maybe you've seen someone with their Catholic rosary. But what this does is this lets prayer become a more embodied experience. Okay? Some people don't want anything to do with this. That's fine. I'm just trying to give you some tools. Okay? In that this is going to help you center a little bit and stay a little bit more focused and a little bit more in space when you're having conversation. As we're, you know, first you start with the craft, then you take the craft, you learn the craft, and then you make the craft the art. Okay? So what I'm going to ask that you do this first week is there's a couple of things that we're going to do to help you develop the habit. Maybe you already have a habit. You're going to take your prayer rope or rosary. You're going to start with just this moment of peace. You're going to have that bead there in your hand, a moment of silence, a moment of stillness. Maybe you want to read some scripture, or maybe you have some scripture that you've memorized, okay? And then you move to the first cruciform bead, okay? And you're going to say the Lord's Prayer. This is your opportunity to memorize the Lord's Prayer. If you haven't memorized it yet, you need to have it memorized by the next time we get back together. Please say it the way we say it on Sunday morning, okay? Judge me all you want, I don't care. But please say it. That means when you get to "and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors," okay? Because it enforces the corporate element of our prayer moment on Sunday morning, okay? So you say the Lord's Prayer, and then you're going to move counterclockwise. And this first week, okay, this first week, I'll give you a couple options. I need to give everyone one of these cards. Here's a card. Here's a card. Here's a card. This card has three prayers on it. It has the Lord's Prayer on it. On the very bottom of the Lord's Prayer, it has what we call the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And on the back is the prayer of confession that we use. That actually came from the Lutheran tradition. I liked their words, so I stole them. Are they? Yeah. If you'll notice on the bottom of the side that has the Lord's Prayer, the Jesus Prayer, this is a prayer, this is also what we start with our foundations class. This is a prayer that's been prayed in all traditions for a couple thousand years. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. It's an easy way to get your heart in the right place. And so you would say that on each of these prayer weeks. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Or I want you to use the first line of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. What you are doing as you are doing this is you're working on getting the sounds from here to here. Okay? You want to pretend and imagine, if you will, there's a giant resonating chamber that is your chest. And you want to move the head from the head down into the heart. It's a way of realizing that I am talking to God. I'm in His presence. That this is because I am pouring out my heart in praise, petition, confession, and thanksgiving. And so I'm just asking, okay, that you do this once a day. Okay? Just to get yourself into a rhythm, into a place. Okay? Maybe it's first thing in the morning. Maybe it's on your lunch break. Our foundation students do it in the morning and they do it in the evening. Okay? It helps them get into that space of, all right, this is how Jesus taught us to pray. I'm going to slow down. I'm going to make this a priority. Now, the way the Anglican Rosary is designed is you just keep going around as many times as you want. Or you can just pray the 4 weeks, you know, and then you're done. Okay? The other rhythm to foster community and accountability, okay, is maybe you got a text from me today about participating in our group prayer chat, okay? That's on the WhatsApp app, okay? I would like you to download that app using the link that I sent you. And every morning, whenever you decide to do it, you're going to pray the Lord's Prayer and then just communicate to the group, I prayed. Okay? You can type in Lord's Prayer, whatever it might be. All the other light groups, they do the exact same thing, except they do it all together. So all the classes together do the same thing. So starting at 4:55 every morning, because that's when Mo does it, and then Tom Elliott's quickly after that. And then normally the next one is Rose Bennett, because they're developing a habit and a routine. And you'll learn to do what they're done. They will focus in on a specific aspect of the Lord's Prayer where the Spirit just kind of has them that morning. Maybe it's kingdom, or they're seeking God's provision or protection. And they'll chime in with that keyword. But right now, just this week, Lord's Prayer. I did it. Okay? Okay, and then everyone will be able to. While at the same time, when that person prays, put up a prayer for them. Father, would you thank, you know, I see that JJ's praying. God, would you give JJ your blessing today? Hey, I see that Elaine's praying. Father, would you give Elaine your blessing today? Because it's our Father. It's our daily bread. It's our forgiveness. It's our protection. Okay? Everyone kind of know what's being asked of them? Okay? Because Jesus says, when you pray. So we're going to try to create a culture of, you know, if, you know, your rhythm is different, you do your rhythm, okay? You do your rhythm. I'm just asking that we provide a sense of daily accountability, okay? Any questions about that? You're starting to maneuver a rosary, okay? That just means circle of roses. That's all it is. You can use the word prayer beads. Okay, and then a morning prayer moment. Maybe it's 6 o'clock, maybe it's 9 o'clock. We used to bust Nikki Engel all the time because she wouldn't do it until like 9 o'clock, whatever it was. We're like, come on, Nikki. Sometimes she would do it on her way to work, or she'd do it when she got to work. Yeah. But everyone has that rhythm, and that's okay. And then what you will find is after you guys move through the year, we get to Christmas, and you guys join the other light group classes as a whole, you'll be invited to participate on what they do on a morning basis too. And so you'll see all of them popping up, and you'll be able to engage and have prayer requests. But for right now, we're going to start with our little group here, develop the habit, the community, and then we'll move forward from there. Questions?
How do you get us all in a group on that app? Is that something you control?
Elaine's on it, and Elaine, I sent it to you. I think, and I sent it in the text. You should have just got a text from me this afternoon. Yeah, it's just, yeah. Yeah, that link. Yeah. Yeah, that link, it's just your group. It's private. No one else can get to it. It's just you guys, but it's through WhatsApp. Okay? Any questions about that, guys? Yes, ma'am. I don't know. That's a great question. There it's exactly what it is.
Okay. He likes to be different. Come on, here we
go. No, but I think the rosary is also done.
Yes, it is.
So,
yeah.
I just see that. Yeah.
In the Catholic Church, that most people are right-handed. So if you're holding your neck,
so if you start with the cross, yeah. If you're in your right hand, you end up going counterclockwise. Yeah. If you're left-handed,
that's how they taught us to remember which way to go.
So I mean,
most of us were right-handed, yeah. So you hold
well, these two. But what once you get to this week?
So yeah. So when you get to that week, you're either going to pray. I'm asking that you do either one. You say the first line of the Lord's Prayer. Repeat that one. Our Father in heaven, or pray the Jesus Prayer, which is on your card. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God.
All seven times.
Yep. Okay. Yep. One prayer per bead. And just keep working your way around. Body, embodied with mind, embodied with heart. Pouring out our hearts. If you'll remember, when I just started teaching our community the Lord's Prayer, I changed all the words completely because some of us who grew up in the Lord's Prayer tradition of saying on a regular basis, I wanted to make sure we knew what we were saying and what they meant. And so I had us praying the blue words out loud, and dude, it pushed some, they couldn't handle it. They couldn't, like, What is this? Like Dexter Engel had a panic attack every single Sunday. Because yeah, I changed the words, but I changed the words so that we could re-engage from a teaching perspective. All right, this is what we say. When we're saying lead us not into temptation, we're saying guide us through our trials. Okay. That's what the blue words are there for. What the essence of.
I have a question about the Lord's Prayer in general.
Yeah.
Or about is the actual translation repeat, as in?
That's what that word means.
As in, when you go to pray, do this prayer multiple times. Focus on each and every line multiple times, not just, hey, do it once and be done, and then do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, it's the word means to say this again. Say this again. This is what you're to say. Like, say it over and over and over and over again. Not so much, but hey, when you're praying, this is what you should be saying. This is to be the structure. This is to be the flow. And what we'll get to the places, especially, all right, provision, you know, daily bread. All right, God, give us today our daily bread. And this is what I need today. This is what I need today. All right, let's open that one up. God, I'm facing my trials. Hey, these are my trials today. We open that up a little bit more. Remember, that's just a trellis, a framework, so we can hang other things on. But we're going to do it in such a way that we remember where he is, where we are. Yeah, great question. Other thoughts? Yeah. Hold the Lord, say the whole Lord's Prayer again. Yep, go back to, yep. That's exactly right, Ms. Pam. Yep. I like, yeah, yeah. Clearly he wants us to take it seriously because he gave us words. Yep. And remember, this isn't magical. Okay? I mean, case in point, my son just put his through the laundry. But something else starts to happen. And you'll see me, like, I'll have mine, I'll wear mine sometimes. What will start to happen is that every single time your hand brushes against it, you know what you start to do? You start to pray. So if you keep it in your pocket, or as soon as you grab it, as soon as your hand grabs it, you will find yourself doing what it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. You'll start praying without ceasing. You'll just immediately enter a space of prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Reach for this before you reach for this sometimes. Give it a shot. You get better reception with this, I promise. Any other closing questions, thoughts? Paul? Got it?
Yes.
You good?
Yeah, I just went back. Yeah, I'm good.
I got it. Thank you. You got it?
I got it. Thank you. If not, she can help me.
Andy?
Yeah.
You all right? You're good? All right. Why don't we stand? And I'll dismiss this in prayer.